Tuesday, the 13th of May. I'm Leah.
Oh, hi, Leah, and I'm Mike across from Leah as we explain Easy Talk for you.
And sick of being sick, day two. Getting out of the bathtub. In section A, Lily gets out of the bathtub. Mom comes back.
Does this mean that Lily is well now? She's all fixed?
Could be. She thinks so. She says, I'm done. Can I watch TV?
I'm not sick anymore because I took a bath.
I feel better. Can I watch TV? And Mom says, here's some water. Take these multivitamins and Tylenol. So take these things. Take these pills, these multivitamin pills, and these Tylenol pills.
So Mom has three or probably at least two pills in her hand.
Mm-hmm. One is the multivitamin pill, maybe more than one of those, because sometimes multivitamins come in a pack of two, three, four, five.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they're all the vitamins packed into one, which is what I normally take because that way I only have to take one pill.
Aren't those like large brown pills?
Something like that half the time. And Lily is dealing with that problem about them being large right now. She's trying to swallow.
You know what this reminds me of?
Swallowing?
Well, these large pills. When I was about 14 and I was working on my grandfather's farm, Grandmother made us all lunch while we're working out in the sun.
Oh, that's nice.
And she gave us these giant salt pills that looked like they were meant for a horse.
But salt pills are good when you're sweating a lot because you lose a lot of your body's salt.
I couldn't swallow it.
That's what Lily can't do either. She says, I can't swallow them, Mom.
I'll die.
If you can't swallow a pill, it's normally because maybe your throat is swollen up from being sick, or some people just don't like to take pills and they can't take them. Mom says your throat must be swollen. So if it's swollen, it means it's bigger than it normally is. But when it's in your throat, it means that there's less, like it's swollen almost shut.
Ooh, less room for it to go down. Those words even look alike, kind of.
Swallow and swollen, but they aren't alike. But swollen, if you think about it, you walk around on your feet all day, and you do a lot of walking when maybe you're traveling or so, your feet will swell up and they will become swollen.
And what's an insect that can make your arm or finger get swollen if you get a sting?
Ooh, a bee.
Right.
That
bee sting is really swollen.
Lily says, do I have to take them? Do I have to take the pills?
Duh, of course you do, girl.
Mom says, here, I'll break them up so they're smaller. And here's some cough syrup.
Why didn't my grandmother break them up and make them smaller for me?
Why didn't you break them up yourself?
Oh, okay.
But if you can't eat a pill, you can break it up. And also the cough syrup. And syrup just here means like a liquid form of medicine. A lot of times it might be called a syrup.
Another kind of syrup that a lot of people know about in Taipei is found at a popular restaurant that sells morning pancakes.
So to go on top of your pancakes, you might put maple syrup from Canada.
Give me maple syrup. I love it.
Well, Lily doesn't love her pills. She says, yuck. And Mom says, I know it tastes horrible, but it'll make you feel better.
Why does cough syrup taste so bad?
I don't know. I think it tastes good. It has a little spice from the alcohol in there.
Now, I'm going to try holding my nose, Leah, while we're talking.
So it won't taste so bad. You're tasting something. Here, just take my finger and stick it in your throat.
Well, but I don't need to hold my nose while we're talking.
Oh, you don't need to, because then it just makes you sound funny. But if you talk about tasting something, what are you doing? You're tasting the medicine? You don't really taste medicine when you take it. And taking medicine, but do you say take dinner? No. Do you say take an egg, take a cake?
Not really.
No, but we take medicine.
And we also don't eat medicine.
No, we do not eat medicine. We take it.